Blog Talk Radio.
Virginia, we have an awesome guest tonight, and I'm not going to introduce them. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, because they just say excellent. So I want you ladies to just introduce yourself to everybody else so they can know exactly who you are.
Well, I'm Shanolia McKenzie. I'm the creator and the writer of District Heat.
My name is Shao, a.k.a. Remy.
I'm TK. I play the role of Ali.
And this is Kiki McCoy. I play Tinker.
All right. So, first of all, how are you ladies doing?
Great.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. First of all, I just want to say I watch the show, okay? And I'm going to say it is by far my favorite web series yet.
Yay!
Yes, I will say that.
That's definitely what it is.
I can see that it, you know, you took your time, you know, and finally you guys can act. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes. So, you know, I do want to ask each and every one of you a question. I want to know, what made you want to join District Heat?
Okay, let me start off with.
Ladies first.
Let's go, Tinker. Okay. I wanted to join District Heat because I'm a native of D.C., and I wanted to get involved with something that portrayed the city in a true light.
Right. Okay.
This is Ali. I too am a native of D.C., and I jumped at the chance because I figured if it was going to be something about lesbians, that I would be a perfect candidate.
No, that's right. Okay,
this is Shy, a.k.a. Wayne. I wanted to become a part of the show because when I heard the storyline, it seemed very interesting. I'm not from D.C. I'm from New York, but I've been here since 98. But I feel like I'm from D.C. because I've been here so long.
Right. Okay. Is that everybody?
Yeah. So.
Megan, Kat.
That's it.
Yeah, it's just us.
Let me see. Yep. Well, we're gonna come back to them in about 20 seconds. Let me ask you another question. Where is, because, you know, a lot of people know District Heat, but everybody want to know exactly where does this storyline take place?
In D.C.
Okay.
Right in the heart of D.C. Most of our filming takes place right in D.C.
Okay.
We've done a little bit of filming in Maryland, We do some filming in Virginia, but about 10 minutes away. So it's definitely D.C. all the way. Majority cast are from D.C. So it's a true representation of D.C.
Okay. Out east.
Okay.
And when I say a true representation of D.C., I don't necessarily mean all lesbians in D.C. are each of these characters. I only touch bases just on a few things that we do go through and face. I'm not categorizing lesbians as a certain way because we are all different. So
right.
I think that's really important for my viewers to know and to understand. I only touch bases on a few issues that we go through and a few obstacles that we face. So, you know, it's just it's a representation of some lesbians, I should say. But it's definitely very relatable.
Okay.
I feel like this show is different from a lot of the rest of the other lesbian web series.
Thank you. Yeah. I agree.
Definitely. Yeah, me too.
Some real life things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So who are you guys outside of your roles?
I knew that question was going to come up.
It's
complicated.
Well, we all know who you are on the screen, but we want to know exactly who are you off the screen. Let us tap into your world right quick.
This TK... So for the most part, to be honest with you, I leave character is probably me a couple years ago, wholeheartedly. You know, but we live and we learn. I've actually grown up a lot. So, yeah, for the most part, I was that person. So you just got to stay tuned and see what happens.
Okay.
And if I could just say one thing, just to dive in really quick. I think that is what made my show amazing because a lot of the people that are portraying these roles can identify with some of these characters, not all of them. So I think that was a big plus for District Heat, and I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
The same goes for me. I used to be Wayne, you know, when I was in New York living a street life. You know, you live and you learn, mature. Basically, so I can relate to my character as well.
Okay.
As far as Tinka, yay for me because I pretty much associate with the character. So she's very familiar. It's like that is me in real life. So it's easy. I'm very open and extroverted and exciting, and that's pretty much Tinker. So it's easy to play her, but in my regular life, I'm very involved with a slew of ventures that range from one spectrum to the other, one end of the spectrum to the other. So to get into that, like, that would be crazy, but my character is great for me because pretty much what you see on screen is me in real life.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right, this is Matt. I play the character as Sam. I'm actually complete opposite from what everybody else just said. I'm actually nothing like my character in real life. So it's real interesting when you see me because I started off a little rocky because I was nothing like my character. But as you watch the episodes and you see me progress, you'll see that I start to tackle that role, really. But my character, she's more like older and sophisticated, got her head on her shoulders, ready for a good relationship. And me, I'm really young still, so I'm kind of doing me having fun. So, yeah, my character.
That is definitely going to obstacle for Sen. Okay. I'm not like sin at all, so that's definitely been like an obstacle for her. But you know, she definitely, as she said, as you see, she progresses.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. That is good. What do you all do? You know, not like in your personal lives, but you know, what do you all do for fun? Like.
Turn up.
So what do you all do for fun? Like, you know, you said turn up. I know that's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at that. I saw the cipher. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can download that to my phone. Like, I'll let
you. It's always a party with District
Heat. Yeah, basically. Yeah, we're always having a good time.
That's
always.
Good. That's
I'm
good.
For me, Shinobia, I'm a homebody. So
right.
I'm just always constantly thinking. I'm always thinking. My mind is always on the go. So I'm always thinking of what's next, you know. So that's me. I'm a thinker. I'm a daydreamer, but I'm able to distinguish the difference between reality. But that's just me. I'm always thinking. I'm always writing.
Okay.
Always thinking
okay.
of something new.
Okay. So what is, if you can tell me, I'm asking each of you all individually, I want to know, how is it to work with each other? Like, tell me, you know.
Crazy. basically, yeah.
So we are a group of people
who have fun. We all have fun.
Right.
We've come together from different places and all came together to make a dream happen. And
right.
It seems like we can all get on that same page and make that happen when we get together. And we become like a family. And just
right.
like a family, it's ups and downs. But
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, I genuinely feel like we love each other. And that's why when we get together, it's like a party every time. I don't even know if we really want to leave each other when we're together, but we do. But we really enjoy each other probably too much. But it's great working with District Heat. So.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, District Heat, I like
yeah.
it.
We put a lot into it, man. Sometimes we didn't even sleep. We were up all night.
Work all night.
Yes,
night.
We had times where we, like, literally filmed, like, literally all night, like, all day and all
sun
night
up,
to the
sun
roll. Yeah. Like, we were diligent about it. Like, the cast is amazing. Like, even, you know, they got tired and hungry. Like, we just didn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just kept going. Like, they are very diligent, and that's just really being honest. Like, we've been working together for a long time. And we are really like a family. Like, we came across so many obstacles. And for
aww.
Now to finally see this vision come to light and to see on screen is so amazing.
Oh, yeah. And you just took what I was about to ask you. I was really about to ask you. I'm going to ask you again. I want to know how everybody feel. How does it feel to look at yourself how does it feel to just look at yourself and to see, like, hey, this is me? You know, how does that feel?
I was nervous at first, but, you know, I just wanted to break the ice. You know, after I saw it the first time, I was like, okay. And I was relaxed, proud of myself.
I don't know. I think I'm hard on myself for the most part. So just to see the finished product, you know, I was excited because
right.
I always leave, and I'd be like, dang, I should have done this, or I should have done that, or I could have done this better. But, you know, I'm proud of what we put out.
Okay.
As far as me, I'm not really concerned about my character. You know, I've done her, and I do her in the mirror at home, and I talk to my dogs as Pinka, you know, so that's fine. But when I watch it on TV or online, I'm so proud of watching it come together and knowing what everyone else did, because we don't know each other's story. Outside of
right.
what we did, you know, individually, we don't know each other's story. So watching them portray these characters. I am so proud. It is amazing. And I'm like smiling like ear to ear. Like my face is just a smile when I watch them because I think it's amazing.
Okay. Okay. And let me ask you another question. Did everybody answer? Don't beat me up. Did everybody answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have to ask about this cipher, right? Did you all practice that? Did you all practice that? That just came off the dome because, like, man.
Did we practice what?
No, we did.
Did you all practice that cipher?
It's not out as the actual cipher.
Oh, it was hot, wasn't it? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know
it was hot. I wasn't excited.
It came naturally.
Mm-hmm. These people are amazing. Like, for
I'm
real.
I'm about to submit y'all.
And that's the crazy part about it.
For real.
It's great.
Say that. That's all I saw on my news feed was the cipher. I was like, yo, everybody is into this cipher. This is before I found out, you know, who District Heat was, and I saw the cipher. I was
really?
Like, no.
Yes. It was like, turn up.
You got a
exactly.
lot of talented people on the show.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good time.
Y'all look like y'all have a good time.
We do.
So, I want to ask the creator of the show. It's your turn. I want to know what inspired you to create such an awesome product. Like, what inspired you to do this?
Well, I just wanted to see, you know, more lesbians portrayed on TV and more so lesbians of the African-American community. We
right.
just don't see enough of that. And I just want to be a part of that movement. And that's what made me create that. And just as a kid, you know, I started out writing just like, you know, like little short stories, you know, happy ever endings. And then,
right.
you know, I started writing poetry. Then I started like freestyling. And then I started, you know, started to want to like create a show. And the very first one I seen was Lovers and Friends, and I thought it was good.
Right.
I said, you know what? I think I can become a part of this movement. And for me, it's not a competitive thing, but for me, it's just about us all becoming a part of something really big, creating something new. You know, we see the gay men a lot on TV, and we just don't see us. You know, the
right.
L word was amazing. I think we all loved it. We all appreciated it. But I just wanted to create something where we could also identify with as well, you know. And that's why I wanted to start District Heat. And for me, it would be even more amazing if we can actually create our own network. To me, that's my goal.
Right.
And that's what I want.
Okay. That was awesome. I like the way you described it.
That was speechless.
I know. She got me speechless. She took it back to Lovers and Friends. Like, yes.
Yeah, people forget about Lovers and Friends. Like, I appreciated that show. And I love Between Women, but people forget about Lovers and Friends.
Oh, yeah. Lovers and Friends is like the one. Like,
yes, absolutely.
That girl was on Netflix.
I know.
Yep.
What's your question? Yeah. Who, me?
You're going to be on this is Shia. What feedback have you been getting about the show?
Well, first of all, my Instagram, all I see was, oh, my God, that's so sexy. And, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth. That's what I've been getting back on my Instagram. People DMing me like, who is the sexy one with the dreads? I'm like, which one, girl? You know. So
I know.
Like,
it's a lot of them.
Yes. You know, that's what I was saying. I was like, girl, which one are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I've been, you know, a lot of feedback is, you know, they was going to call in. People just want to call in to know who you were, you know?
Mm.
I'm going to tell you, it's been sexy. It's the cast is sexy.
Yay.
Thank you.
I mean, the whole cast is sexy. How do y'all feel? Oh, exactly. Everybody's just so beautiful.
We got lucky.
Yes.
We got lucky. These are the people who came out. It was not like we had to select through a whole bunch of people. These people just happened to come out, and it happened this way. So it was meant to be.
I woke up like this.
You know what? One thing that I do want to say that I was grateful for is meeting these young ladies, because I've been going out for many of years out in our gay and lesbian community, and most of these young ladies I met through the casting, and we've become very close since then. So, I mean, I appreciate that.
Aww.
Don't get mushy.
Well, I definitely want to say something, you know, before I go on to more questions. I want to say that I'm proud of you, definitely. I have been waiting for another web series to come apart, like just bring up, and I'm happy that it's in my area. You get what I'm saying? You know, I'm from Virginia, so I'm happy it's in the DMV. You know, like, I've been waiting on something like this.
Exactly.
You know, and because, you know, DMV, we don't really get looked at too much.
Exactly, so, exactly.
You know, we don't really get looked
at
too
much. That's the thing, you think about, like, DC on a map one way or another, you know?
Right.
So, District Key will do that, like, so.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you. And thank you for having an awesome cast, a whole bunch of sexy women on the cast. You know, it's like, but I don't want you ladies as listeners to just look at District Heat because they're sexy. Get in tune to what they're talking about. You know, some real
but
stuff.
But it's nice to have eye candy, too.
Look, I am not complaining at all.
Okay. Listen, this is natural eye candy. This is not like makeup and camera tricks. Know that. These people just look good.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
She did a good job.
Oh. I agree with you right there. See, I was trying to say something. Look, I was trying to be, you know. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I definitely, like I said, I'm proud of each and every last one of you. And I wish you a lot of success in the future. And I want to know one more question from the director.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you have created, she knew I was going to ask her one more question. Now that you have made this is so successful, plan on doing something else?
Of course. Oh, this is
movie.
Just one thing. Like, District Heat is just the umbrella for so many more things to come. Like I said earlier, I touch bases on just a few things that we go through in the community. But, you know, it's other topics, it's other issues, you know, and just even the beauty in things that you may not necessarily see in season one. You know, I want to be touched bases on every aspect of the things that we go through, whether it's good or bad. So this is just the beginning. Like, trust me. Know me. Like, I'm going to be around for a long time, and I have nothing but good and great things to come for everybody. Just watch out for it.
Awesome. That's good. Now, ladies, before I tune and turn over to the question and answer, I want y'all to press the number one because I know you all have a lot of questions for District Heat. My last question, ladies. What, if you had to, no, I want to ask that. I'm going to ask this. If you had to, you know, compare your web series to another web series. It doesn't have to be lesbian or, you know, it could be a TV show or it could be anything. If you had to compare your web series to any other show, what would you compare it to?
There's no comparison. You can't do it.
Nope.
I like that. I love it.
One of a kind. One of a kind. I agree. No comparison.
Okay.
Not like
say
any
that,
other web series. Not like any other television show. It's an honest concept. It didn't come from something else. It wasn't inspired from something else. That came from deep within Shinobia. So that you got that. You got Shinobia.
Yeah, definitely. But if you, you know, if you are actually looking for, like, a direct answer, because,
right.
yeah, obviously this definitely came from my head, and I don't copy, but if I had to compare it, I would just say, you know, it's a combination of the L word and the wire. You know, you got the sophisticated stuff, and you got the urban. Like, that's
right.
You know, so it's just like a combination. But it's not me pulling from it, but if I had to, you know, compare. There you go.
Right.
You want to know what the behind the scenes is like?
Oh,
oh
no.
Yes, Kiki. And you know what, Casey? That's the crazy part about it. You think, like, District Heat, the web series, is interesting? Oh, my. The behind the scenes is even more interesting.
Yes.
It's been amazing. It's been crazy.
Oh,
it's been a trip, you know. It's been exciting. It's just, I can't even describe it, but I think we all can honestly say, like, behind the scenes, it's another story in the making. How about that?
That's crazy.
Okay. Oh, man.
And
go ahead, girl.
No, I was just wondering if I had Kat and Teresa on the line.
Cat's trying.
I've been scrolling up and down.
They're trying. Well, they hear. They say they're like, we can't hear them.
They
ask them. Ask them. Are they calling from another number? Because I have, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
I have a whole lot of anonymous. So.
Anonymous? Okay.
Yeah, a whole lot.
Should I repeat the, you know?
No, put it, you know where to put it. look, we don't want no stalkers.
True. I'll just do the area code and prefix. They don't mind.
Oh, my God. Oh, my.
Let me see. Well, while I'm doing that, y'all ladies continue to tell everybody a little bit more about the show. Matter of fact, give them something to look forward to.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much to look forward to. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I guess I could say world. You know, episode one is just the introduction, just to give you a little bit of information of what, you know, most of these characters are kind of like going through. So when you tune into episode two, the story starts to unfold. So that's it. So, you know, it's amazing that everybody's, like, loving episode one. And in my mind, I'm just like, oh, well, wait till you see two, wait till you see three. So it's just, like, the opener for so many more things to come. So, you know, you definitely have to stay tuned. Like, you know, it's good. It's great. And I'm not just saying it because I wrote it. I mean, I think it's great, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I don't know what's yet to come. But from what I saw, I want to know what's coming. I am really excited about it. Like, I cannot wait. So Tuesday, April 21st, whatever day it is, April 21st, 8 o'clock, I'm waiting for it.
All right.
I am ready for more District Heat.
Yes, girl.
Oh, hello.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Hey.
How you doing? Who's this?
Teresa, right?
Hi.
Oh, I thought she had a question.
Did you get her?
That's not real.
No, not calling up. Well, definitely, if you two are on the line, keep continuing to press that number one. Ladies, if you want to talk to District Heat, press the number one. I'm going to go down the line, and hopefully they will pop in. All right? There you go, 703.
TK is cutting her off. Cat said hi. TK is cutting her off.
Hi, Cat. She's on the line?
It went away. There's so much happening. Okay. But,
we're missing Teresa, too.
Oh. All right. There you go, 703-200. Talk to District Heat.
Hi, District Heat.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
My name is Anicia. I'm from the DMV, and I watched your web series this morning while I was in school, and I just want to say I really love it because I just feel like it's so real. Like, I feel like that's real stuff that people really go through and things really lesbians, problems we face every day, and I just like the fact that it's filmed in D.C. because that's real. I mean, it's a real city. Everybody knows about D.C. and everybody's been to D.C., so I just felt like it was real, and I really loved it. I'm a true fan. I don't do web series. I don't watch TV, but my friend turned me on to it, so I'm going to watch it, and I really love it, and I'm a fan already, so y'all got my
Yay,
vote.
Friend.
Hey, turn up.
Yes, y'all have my vote, so I really love it already.
Thank you.
And my question is, I understand. Okay, I've been listening to this whole interview. I understand how you used to write stories and poems and everything like that, and want to rap. But I really want to figure out, like, how did you want to write something so real and incorporate it into, you know, daily life and put it in a story?
Well, because I guess for me, some of the things are from some of my experiences. And
okay.
I actually wanted to see, I guess, myself or my friends
mm-hmm.
or my environment on screen. So that was, you know, where that came from. And like, for example, Tasha, she's a character that I can relate to in the emotional aspect. So that character, just to see me or see how I was or even me now, it's a trip, you know. And so that's just something, like, I wanted to see. So that's what I did, I guess.
Right. So do we expect to see any bisexuals in the scene?
Stay tuned.
Well, I will definitely stay tuned.
Thank
but
you.
But I love the show already.
Thank
Yay.
You.
Know what,
subscribe to our District Heat channel.
Don't forget to subscribe.
I haven't. I've already done that. No, I've already done all that.
Good job.
Thank you.
Because you do not want to miss it.
All right.
We ready for the next one.
Hello.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
We have
our other two cast members on the line.
Hey.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Hi,
what's
Kat.
Up, y'all?
Hey.
All right. Well, first of all, I want you all to introduce yourselves to everybody. Let them know exactly who you are.
Okay. Well, I'm Teresa, and I play Tasha on the show.
All right. I'm Kathleen Von Crosby. I play the character Willow in District Heat.
All right. So let me ask you two the same question I asked everybody else. I want to know, first of all, how are you doing?
Good. Now that I'm able to get in now.
I know. Sometimes this thing is a little tricky. You know, how does it feel to see yourself on the big screen? How does that feel?
Ooh. For me, this is the first, so it kind of feels weird, but I like it. It's like, it's just me kind of seeing myself act. I've never seen myself actually act before on screen, so it's kind of different. So I kind of get to critique myself at the same time and just, you know, I don't know. It's just, I like it.
Okay.
For me, it's kind of like, actually, I guess a living my reality, a dream come true. I am a theater major and I like to act, so when I see myself on the screen, I see myself making my dream come true or moving forward, you know, in the right direction type of thing.
Okay. What do you like most about District Heat? Like, what do you like most?
Well, for me, this is Tasha. Well, for me, I'm more so like, I like the unity we have, like the family unity we have together. Even though we work together, it's more so like family too. Not just that, I like the whole movement as far as District Heat and, you know, where we're trying to go and just like all the support. But most of all, I like my role as far as what I play as Tasha, because that's something I definitely can relate to.
Okay. And are you two from D.C. also?
I was born in D.C., but I live in Virginia.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Willow was born in D.C., raised in D.C.
Okay.
Yay.
How does it feel actually be a part of getting the D.C. area out there in the LGBT community? How does that feel?
Tasha, let me go first, please.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to lie, it feels grand for the simple fact that when I spent about 10 years in Atlanta, and when I came back to D.C., I had an opportunity to be on Between Women. And I couldn't make it down there to actually play in that show for other reasons. So I, it's just a beautiful thing. I felt like my future was slipping from my hands because I couldn't get down there. But because Novia has made it a reality and given us options to create and make it happen here, I mean, it's just a blessing. I think it's a beautiful movement, a beautiful thing, and I look forward to what it's going to bring in the future.
Okay. And how does your character differ from who you are as a person?
You want to go, Todd?
Oh, no. She didn't. Did she answer that question?
No, Willow and Tasha didn't.
Okay, go ahead, girl. I'm sorry. Don't beat me up. Don't care.
Willow, you want to go first? Sure. Cat versus Willow. Willow is, she's an intelligent woman raised in D.C., the Georgetown area. I would say Kathleen is the same way, an intelligent woman raised in D.C. Willow is I don't want to say sort of a boss, but she is a boss. She runs her own business. She's a real estate agent. She has taxes on the side. So in my eyes, I picture her as a hustler. And in my reality, I wear many hats and I have various jobs. So it's kind of like the same thing. As far as Willow, she's very confident and picky and bossy at times. And I am a Leo by heart. And you know, sometimes I can come across that way. A lot of people do picture Willow as maybe sedity or uptight, or, and I mean, if they don't know me, they may see me that way as well, but when they get to know me, actually, I'm not what they think I am. So, I mean, I'm not too far from Willow. I can, we relate in many ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. All right. That brings some conflict her way, but she is also, a future artist, and she's in a relationship with an ex that she just can't break from. For me personally, I love to draw. I actually am a teacher, and I used to be in a situation like that. So a lot of the issues that she has and situations she deals with, I have dealt with those issues, some of them. So that's why I'm able to, relate to the character as well.
Okay. And if you had to compare District Heat to any web series out there, series, TV show, which TV show or web series would you compare it to?
I speaking from Willow or, Kathleen or District Heat over this period, I wouldn't compare it to anything. I would say we're in a lane of our own. We're doing our own thing. Of course, there's going to be certain things that our viewers can relate to other web series or other family or lesbian shows. However, we have our distinct things that definitely make us stand apart from the rest. I really wouldn't compare us to anything, to any other show.
Okay. All right, ladies, we can go back to the phone line now and see what your supporters have to say to you. Area code 862-591. Talk to District Heat. Hello, area code 862. Yeah, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hola.
Uh-oh. She just wanted to say hi to us, that's all.
Okay.
That's fine.
On.
Hey, girl.
And all right, caller number three.
All right, ladies, press the number one. Press the number one. Area code 804-919. Talk to District Heat.
Okay, I haven't done one of these before. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. How you doing?
Okay. No, I just like the show because I've watched other web series, and, I have an education, and I don't have an amazing job, but I have a decent job. So, I could relate to some of the characters on the show as opposed to some of the web series where people are doing, these big, amazing things in their early 20s, or, the story is so blown out of proportion that it's not even relatable.
It's not reality.
Yeah, it's not reality.
Not at all, yeah.
Something like that. And then being in the DMV region, they do worship the lesbian strippers a little too much for my taste. So
thank you.
Definitely a queen and can't see myself wifing up a stripper. So I appreciate it when the girl said that part. But no, y'all show it's relatable, especially for people who are in the region, and it's relatable.
I'm trying to sell Ali, but she'll figure it out.
You said you what?
This is Tinka. I try to tell Ali, but she'll figure it out.
And again, that's nothing against dancers or anything like that.
Oh, but, we love them, but
I know that's why your little sister thinks.
I offered to change my occupations, okay?
You did.
Was I really a dancer?
What was that?
Are one of y'all really a dancer?
No.
I'm the one who said the line about the strippers.
But
we like the strippers. Yeah, but, you know, we just ain't trying to wife them, right?
Yeah. No, I can't have everybody touching my wife's cookies. It's a lot of those shows, the women that they have, like, playing the wifey roles or the woman that's beside, you know, a main character, that is, like, eyelash out, don't have their own hair. Like, it's just, they don't look like a woman.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They look like a Build-A-Bitch.
Okay. Yeah, she said a bitch. Y'all, I don't know that.
Time for next season.
That's funny.
And the one with the braces is going to get it.
Yes, honey, right?
All that hair. She's going to get it.
I'm sure that's Taylor. I'm sure she's listening. So you'll be able to talk to her on a different day.
Okay. All right, well, it was nice talking to y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you for the support.
All right. Ladies, don't forget to press the number one if you want to talk to District Heat. They are not going to bite you. Do not be scared. A lot of you ladies on here, and I know y'all want to ask some questions. Tell me y'all are not going to bite them.
Not at all.
We don't bite.
See, Tinka's the only biter. She's the only biter.
Can't bite.
The rest of us don't bite.
They like it.
All right. We have area code 240-505. Talk to District Heat.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Hello. How are you doing?
How are you? I'm good. I was just calling because I was like, waiting for you guys to post your web series. I was like, what is happening? But as soon as you posted it, I actually watched it twice. So I'm just, like, calling because, like, I definitely can relate to y'all's series, and I am in the DMV area. I was raised in D.C., grew up in Arlington. I've been, like, all around. And it's, like, basically what you guys are doing is a lot of what goes on in lesbian relationship issues in this area. And like the girl was saying earlier, like with Between Women, I definitely love the show, but I felt like it was a little bit far-fetched and it was a little bit stretched out from what really happens. And like by us being from the DMV, we know what goes down and the issues. And I feel like a lot of things on other web series, they just skip over. But from watching District Heat, I see, like, you guys are really putting everything out there, you know, and it's just, it's funny because, like, I have my family asking me questions, like, we know we've all heard lesbians are full of so much drama, this, that, and the third, so now you can actually show somebody, like, this is what we go through, this is what we deal with, and it's real, it's not fake, it's just like any other relationship, regardless if it's two women, two men, but you guys are definitely open other people's eyes to see why we go through so much drama and why we have to deal with it, because us as women, we're passionate about everything we do. So, of course, when we are in love and in a relationship, we're going to be more passionate in that. So you guys are definitely doing a good thing, and I, like, am so excited to see the future episodes. I'm counting down the days I can watch it again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm not the only one.
Counting down the days. I can't wait.
All right. Ladies, press the number one. Press the number one.
This is fun.
Oh, yeah. got to press a number one, though. Like, go ahead, tell them something. Make them press a number one, y'all. It's death if they're scared.
I understand who you're talking to. You're talking to Tinka. You're talking to Bello. You're talking to Teresa. Talking to Ollie. You got Wayne on the line. You got Sid on the line. You saw the episode. You can ask questions about what you saw. Come on, press the number. Talk to us.
Good,
and you got the writer.
Good job, thank you.
Thank you, Wayne.
Uh-oh.
Talk to the writer, people. Talk to the writer.
Got number one. Area code 832-396. Talk to District Heat.
Hey, what's up?
Kay.
What
are
you doing? Hey, I'm good. What's up, KC? This romance again.
What's up, baby?
What's up? You good?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
All right. Well, District Heat, I heard y'all was getting on the show, you know, last night I had called in and kicked it off for KC or whatever, so I had to show y'all some love. I watched y'all show today, and the only lesbian show I really watched was Between Women. But when
mm-hmm.
I watch y'all, like, hey, that's what's up. Like, I don't know if Ali on here, but... Hey, bro,
yeah.
You play me all the way.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, all the way. So, I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm still watching it. It's my second time watching it, but I had stopped it. Yes, everybody just interrupted me. But I like that shit, so I wanted to stop by, show y'all some love, you know what I'm saying? Let y'all know y'all doing big things. Make me feel like shit. I ain't the only thug that's thug out here, so it's all right.
Well, that's right.
Thank
you.
Y'all did. Y'all doing a wonderful job. You know, putting y'all city on. You feel me? So that's mm-hmm. what it is. I applaud y'all. You know, y'all doing real big things. So you know, that's what's up.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, y'all welcome. And hold up, before y'all click me off, I don't know who girlfriend somebody, but I think it's Tinka. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, you're cute. You're cute, man.
I'm glad you picked
it out. Hey.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. You're very, very welcome.
Don't get mad, Sam.
Then you ain't got nothing to say about that?
No. I'm sorry. I don't want to piss nobody off. Y'all look like some thugs. I don't want to. I only got two tattoos. Everybody else got like 50. I know y'all. So I'm not trying to piss nobody off. I'm just saying, you got a lovely lady on your side. That's all I was saying.
Well,
thank you, babe.
Thank you.
Funny. Yeah. Y'all look.
Off the chain.
You are. Y'all let me know, when's the next episode coming out?
April 21st.
April 21st. 8 o'clock. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
If you subscribe to the channel, if you subscribe to District Heat channel, it'll update you, right?
So yeah, it'll email you as soon as you post it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I subscribe, but see the way my YouTube thing set up, I definitely will be looking for it because I get off at 8 o'clock, so that's fine.
That's fine.
He's playing at
8:30, 9 o'clock. You ain't gonna miss it. Yeah, ready, babe.
Soon as you get
home. Hell yeah! Before I get home, on my way home, I'm gonna be watching.
Well, be careful.
Yeah, I'm a great driver. Don't worry about it. Very safe.
Okay. We need you around, so you might want to do that.
Yeah.
That's one of those things you got to do in private, you know. So you might want to come home and turn the lights off and kind of get under the cover and do that.
Yeah,
that's one of those
things. Is that Tinker? All right, Tinker, don't get me killed now. You're talking to me and stuff.
That's
like
my
that.
Baby. I want you to get home. It's going to be hot for you when you get home.
Bad. All right, look. Hey, girl, I'm romance now. Look. don't you do it. But I really appreciate y'all, man. And I heard about what y'all was saying about the dancing, you know, like strippers or whatever. Like, well, I'm actually a new stripper trying to come out, I guess you could say, upcoming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's real cool how y'all kind of, you know. But, I mean, we're a good wife, I think.
I mean, Mr. King loves strippers.
We're not saying that.
You do not.
But that's why you
see
two different point of views in that conversation. And she's like, you know, I like strippers too. You know, I just don't know why. You know, so you see from two different, you know, perceptions.
Yeah. No.
You know,
I got you.
So I'm not trying to downplay dancers.
Yeah. Well, I've been leaving. I know. I'm just joshing y'all. I just want to show because I definitely can come home and you know, wipe all my sweat off and then cook a good mess. I can.
Okay.
Okay.
And short. Nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with it. You got to make your money however you make it. Do what you do, baby.
Exactly. I do that on the side, though. You know, I got a real, real, for real job. But, you know, when I get caught.
Make your money. You see what we do. However you make your money, it's fine.
I feel you. All right.
As long as you can eat.
Thank you for making me feel good about being a stripper.
Nah, no problem.
All right, homie. Have a good night.
All right.
That is great.
That was awesome. Ladies, press the number one. Stop acting like that. Alright, there you go, 240. Uh-oh, that person left. Okay.
You got
nervous.
Like I was about to like push on it, and like it just went away. Like I don't get it. Alright, ladies, press the number one. Do not be scared to talk to District Heat. There you go again. There you go, 240-640. Talk to District Heat.
Yes.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Hey. What's up?
What's up, Shinobi? This is Pearl.
Hey.
Hey, Pearl.
I love you guys. I just want to say, at first I want to say to Shinobi, you know we've been knowing each other for 10 years, and you've been talking about doing this, and you kept telling me you was going to do this. And I just want to say I'm glad you stayed with it. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you as my little sister, as I call you. And you really have did it. And I really love the show. And I just want to say all the cast member, you did a good job. Because I done watched it about 3 times.
Hey.
So I just want to say, I'm serious.
Thank you,
Pearl. And, you know, I'm telling my straight friends from Kansas, because that's where I'm from. I'm telling everybody. I don't care if gay, what's called, because it's a good series for everybody to look at. So I'm telling everybody. But
thank
I just
want
to say you guys
thank
are
you
guys are so blessed. So, you know, God have really blessed you guys. And, you know, you guys stick together. Keep doing what you're doing. And, Shinobi, I love you. And I'm glad you stuck with it because you've been telling me you were going to do it, and you did
yes,
it. And
did
I love you.
Love you, too,
right,
Pearl.
Up,
thank you.
Thanks, Pearl.
CK.
Thanks, Pearl.
But keep doing what you're doing and everything. And I'm serious. I'm proud of you. And God bless you, all of you guys.
Thank you.
Bye,
Pearl. Love you.
I love you, too. Talk to you later.
Okay,
bye.
Roger that.
All right, ladies. Come on. Press the number one.
We're
even
ready.
If you want to ask District Heat a question again, you can. I'll give you 3 more chances to ask another question, all right? ask them a question. You can ask them anything. Even, like, hey, what kind of shoes you got on? Like, what's your shoe game look like? You can ask them anything.
Like, what are you doing right now?
Exactly. Like, are you eating chicken or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Ask them anything. Come on now.
I know y'all
want that. We got district heat on the line.
What was that about, Tinker?
Uh-oh. So she's spicy. Like,
what you talking? That sound like Wayne talking. She's spicy. Go lay down.
Hello.
What's up, fam? How are y'all doing?
Good. Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Oh, man, I'm just super proud of you all. It's just so great, you know, the acting, the stories, just, oh, wow. I mean, you all did the damn thing. I mean, I'm from D.C., and I'm not going to try to, you know, give my age, but, you know, I'm a 90s baby, and Dunbar High School, and everything that I'm seeing, I've seen before, and it's just like, Shinovia, like, how did you do it? Like, you all just did a really amazing job, really great job. Congratulations to you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for the support.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the support back. And
well, thank you, Element, for your support too, because we really appreciate it from you as well. So let me just tell you, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yay!
Anybody that believes in
all, I appreciate you all very much. And if I could be, you know, a little, you know, I don't know, a little dirty, since it is, you know, 1 after midnight. You know, Wayne's been a little quiet on the line, and so, you know, there was some talk at stadium, and some folks was like asking, like, yo, how many retakes did you have to do for that scene, son?
You don't even want to know. Like, that was not like a... That was something. Shinobi speaking, like, I'm like backup camera girl here and there. So that particular one, I had to shoot myself, and it took a while, you know, to shoot that scene.
Okay.
But it was great. But you know, I was in the professional mode. You know what I mean? And so were the girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it was strictly business. It was great, you know, and I didn't realize I was going to be shooting that by myself, you know, but I did.
It's a hot time in the city.
Yeah. Well, congratulations again to you all. Much success. We all look forward to, you know, the next episode and episode after that and episode after that. So, congratulations, and keep up the great work. You know, wonderful job, everybody. Wonderful.
Thank you, AJ.
Thank you.
All
right. Press the one, ladies. Don't be scared. I think they're scared. I think I'm going to just start picking people, but I don't want to start picking people, right?
They ain't ready, huh?
No, they might get scared and hang up.
And really quick, while we're waiting on people.
You know what I'm going to do? Everybody is going to ask you all the questions. I'm going to go down the line. And everybody, we'll play a little game. We'll play a question game. Everybody that I click on asks this one question. So think about it.
Okay.
Think about it real hard. You can even ask them, hey, and then cut off or say something. You know what I'm saying? All right, code 912-536. Talk to District Heat.
Oh, my God. Why do I have to be first? I actually never seen the episode. I actually just saw the name this year. I heard it last night when she announced it.
And I just saw it today when I went and looked you up on YouTube. I did subscribe, but I didn't get a chance to watch.
Oh.
Okay.
You gotta watch it.
You got time.
So,
you gotta go check that out right now.
I will. I will.
It is
not right
hot,
now, but I will.
It's hot.
Mm. Okay, I did take
a
look at it.
At least you listen and still support.
I am. I have been listening, and I did take a look at the picture, and y'all are a nice-looking group of people.
Why, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Oh, hey, Casey. How are you tonight?
Hey. Doing fine, you?
I'm doing good.
That's good, girl. No?
Casey, tell her to watch the show tomorrow now.
I will. I definitely will.
You better watch the show. I'm going to get my belt. I use Crisco now.
All right. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Crisco and Smack. Better watch.
I will,
oh, yeah.
Definitely.
She's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm watching.
You got to watch it.
I am. I'm going to take it out.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Going nowhere, though, okay?
I'm not.
All right. Area code 862-591. Talk to District Heat. Ask anything.
How you doing? I'm another newbie here. I haven't gotten a chance to watch the episode.
Aww.
It's all good. It's all good.
I did watch the cipher, though.
Hey.
That's dope, right?
What was that?
I said the cipher was dope, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm looking forward to watching episodes.
Did you guys get nervous when she just picked you out like that? Because now you don't have any questions for us. You can ask us questions.
Fine.
I'm going to ask you a question. This is Willow. You sounding real low and sexy right now. What are you doing?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, it's Lizzie.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm about ready for bed at this time. Maybe that's why.
Right.
It
sounds about right.
So, who's all single?
What? Well, I'm
who's
single.
This
is Mac, a.k.a. Shen. I'm very single. Taker is single. This is Kiki. She is single in real life.
I think everybody's single. Wait a minute. Everybody's single on the show, right?
Except for me and Taker. We the only Taker and Finn are in a relationship.
Oh,
Willow.
I guess.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Don't do it like that.
Keep doing what you're doing, Tinka. Keep doing what you're doing.
Right. She's going to learn. She's going to learn.
We're
going to be all right, though. Y'all see, we're going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Real good.
Y'all be cutting up, boy. I tell you. Do we have any more questions?
I think we lost Teresa, too, by the way.
Uh-oh.
So call at the beginning, you know how
Teresa?
I say it, it'll turn into a party.
Yes, you did.
Uh-oh.
Yes,
we're
did.
Ready. Because we like
all
each other
right.
A little bit too much.
Questions?
Yeah, we got two more. Oh, now people are pressing one. I love y'all. There you go, 602-607. Talk to District Heat.
Hey, well, I'm not a girl, so just want to get that out of the way.
Hey, boo.
How do I get it away?
I just thought, you know, switching up a little bit, you know, first guy, you know.
Okay.
But this is King Smiles. So I actually watched, while I was actually listening to y'all on the radio just now, I was actually watching an episode. So that's why it's taking me so long to push one. So, do y'all want to know what I think?
Yes.
What,
go.
What do you think?
It is everything.
It is
everything, because when it first came on, I was like, what is this, The Wire? I'm like, okay, I'm already into it. And then you know what got me? you know what got me? Like, you know how, like, we watch the show for the first 5 minutes, and it's like, okay, are you going to watch the rest, or blah, blah, blah. When she was, I'm still learning all y'all names, but when she was at that table, she was like, she said, who the fuck is she? Oh, we got drugs and shit at this table. And I was just like, yes, that's something I would say. Popping up, I got all my stuff on the table. But soon I seen that part, I was like, okay, yeah, this is going to be good. And I was actually excited because I didn't know anything about y'all. But Casey is my friend on Facebook, so I saw in my notification that she was doing the radio thing with y'all tonight. So that's why I looked her up. So thanks to Casey.
That's
so
glad.
You know.
Hey.
She put us on. Yay.
So
glad
you
subscribed.
Everything.
Shout out to Casey.
Yeah,
shout out to y'all. You subscribe to District Heat's channel, right?
Say it again?
You subscribe to District Heat's channel.
Oh, yeah, I already subscribed. Like, I just didn't comment yet. But, yeah, I think
okay.
It's a great thing.
Thank you.
It's a great thing what y'all are doing, because my past experience of being on the camera, I know how that is. It can be kind of, like, weird at first. And then until after you see yourself, you're like, oh, snap, like, this is Nick. But,
mm-hmm.
but I just congratulate y'all, because it takes a lot to put all that together. And whoever's behind the scenes and everything, it seems like y'all have, like, a lot of thought into the show and putting it together. It looks good, so I would definitely put it on my Instagram. Get a lot of followers.
Yay! Thank you.
April 21st. Oh, yeah, I already wrote that down, yeah. I'm already
Thank
on
you.
It.
Yes. Well, you are everything for thinking we are everything. Yes.
Yeah, oh, I don't know if y'all heard in the beginning, but I'm Team Smiles, like, yeah, that's me, so.
Team Smiles, okay, good.
All right, thank you for the support, man.
We appreciate it. Spread the word for us.
No problem. Don't worry, I got you. And plus, my show coming out, too. I'm going to have to interview y'all and pitch y'all on my show, so, yeah.
Show?
Hey, hit us up.
Not a problem.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
All right. Area code 832-396. Talk to District Heat. Y'all pressing number one now. Be scared, because y'all know I'm going to call y'all out, all right?
Mm-hmm.
832-396. Talk to District Heat.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Romance again. Sorry.
Hey, Romance. You love
it. Welcome back, Romance.
Yeah.
Be back.
Well, y'all was, like, getting all upset and stuff, saying nobody wants to press one, and I was like, damn, will I start feel like a stalker if I press it again, or should I just
press
like,
it again?
Yeah, so I was sitting here thinking, I mean, when y'all started saying you want to ask questions, so, how do somebody get into that? Because I heard someone say they had a audition for Between Women. So I'm not sure, I don't know if I'm not deep enough into the, you know, gay community or whatever to kind of get that gist, or is it just something that you go and do, look for, like how do you get into it to become an actress or whatever like that?
Well, I come to the cross, the casting call, so yeah, I guess I was fortunate enough to luck up.
Oh, okay.
When you're not, I guess, living off luck, you probably want to do a little work and a little research. This is Willow speaking. I would definitely suggest you could start off with Craigslist.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not going to
Can you hear me?
Yeah, say it again.
Oh, okay. For starters, you can actually start off with Craigslist. You can go to their talent section. And they'll list, if you're clicking on your state or your city, they'll list some casting calls. 9 times out of 10, they may be flukes, but it's a trial and error type of thing. You'll live, you'll learn, you'll go to places, you'll build your network, take it to the next level. But other than that, you can definitely go online and Google talent agencies in the DMV area. that's a step as well. I mean, there's just a lot of areas. I'll tell you one thing. I won't hold knowledge from people, but if you really want to do something, you'll find a way to get it done. So if you really want to act, or if you really want to, I guess, do music, or I'm not really sure what your niche is, you'll find a way to get it done. So, but I will say, you can start off with Google, and you'll get a lot of answers from there.
No, yeah, I know. Google is like fucking the internet god or something, so I know. I appreciate that, you know, that piece of information, and I do music and stuff. Like y'all already know, I'm a dancer or whatever. But you know, I do a lot of stuff, and y'all cipher, say man, that shit was off the chain. I was like, that was the first thing I had seen. I was like, huh, let me listen to this. I was like jamming to that shit and everything. Like y'all got it. That's what's up. Y'all had like a little minister party. That was cool.
Hey, romance party.
Man, that was more than manager, man.
Y'all was like killing it. Everybody was killing it, but you never knew who was coming. And then little Shorty got in there, and she just started spitting that shit. I was like, oh, that's what's up. We got a girl on that bitch. Like a for real, like we all girls. Like a real girl.
Okay, we get
romance is cute. Okay.
Hey, yeah, romance.
Well, follow me. If y'all got Instagram, follow me.
Okay, baby.
You don't even know my Instagram name.
What's your Instagram, romance? What's your Instagram?
it's real long. Okay.
Okay. You spell it?
She's gonna leave it on our Instagram page.
I know. Why don't you just put it on the Instagram page, romance?
I don't even know y'all Instagram.
At District.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay.
One step closer. You one step closer.
Okay.
Your dad's videos.
Oh yeah, I got a little snippet posted up or whatever. Y'all like, okay, so my Instagram is kind of like a little snippet of my life. So I got a lot of shit on there, like my niece and stuff.
Okay.
Don't laugh. I do have a real life for real.
Okay. Well, we'll check you out,
Lil. Okay, I definitely will go and follow y'all like in a quick second. It was nice talking to y'all again. Y'all have fun or whatever. I'm still listening in. So
okay.
If y'all get blank again and 832 pop up, just know it's me.
Oh,
girl.
Love.
You gotta go watch
All right, Roman.
Thanks, Roman.
You're welcome.
Call us back.
Okay.
Yes. We need you. I like romance support.
Oh, yeah. Area code 336-491. Talk to District Heat. Oh, there we go. Come on, press it in. There we go. There we go.
Hello?
Hello.
Casey?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, hello. Hi.
Hello.
We're ready.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, Casey, it's Alicia.
Hey, Alicia, how are you?
Hey, good. Hey, I follow. I'm on Facebook with you and everything, but I seen the episode this morning on YouTube, and I really liked it. It was really, really good. Y'all did a great job.
Thank you, Alicia.
You're welcome, man. Because I wrote a month ago, I seen the preview of it. I was like, this is really good. I've been listening to she's on radio a couple of times I have. But this is actually the first time I've gotten through.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yay. We're glad you got through for us.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. I got it.
I was like, yeah. But I can't wait till y'all come out with the next episode because it was really good. I was like, and I also put a comment on the video as well today.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Which character you relate to the most?
You said what?
Which character you relate to?
Yeah, which character did you relate to the most?
Uh,
Okay, well, we don't want to make a tough decision. Which one did you like the most?
I mean, y'all did a great job. I mean, it was real.
It's okay. You don't have to pick. You know, ooh, you scared.
I mean, I don't know all y'all thing, but I am on Facebook with y'all as well. And,
I ain't watching y'all.
I've been,
Did you have a storyline that you could relate to?
She ain't watching for you.
No.
I did watch it, but,
It's all good, baby. It's all good.
You love the whole show. You love everything.
Yes, I did. Yes, I really did. Cause I liked. I was watching, and I mean, what I related to was the I'm gay and everything. I'm a lesbian, but what I related to was when y'all what are you talking about? You know, I mean, I've never dealt with a lot. Biggie had a video, really haven't, but.
Mm-hmm. We get
relationships
it.
And everything.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not easy. It's not, by no means. And I was like, okay. But, I mean, I like that part of that. Y'all go into, you know, the relationship part. I mean, it's not easy.
Not at all. Not at all. And that was important for people to see that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that what we go through.
Not at all.
Word.
Because I do. I've watched a couple of TV series on YouTube, and but this is real. Y'all are doing real life.
Thank you so much.
Mhm. And that's what I like about. And that's what I like.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm glad, Casey, I'm glad you was able to get, able to get y'all on there. Do
we appreciate her. Great opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm glad you finally got through so you can hear them.
I know, I know what she does, what Casey, what you do, what she does is a good thing too. What she does is a good thing too. So.
Well, thank you very much.
I like that too. Oh, you're welcome.
You make sure you share episode number one, okay? Make sure you share episode number one to all your friends. You make sure they subscribe to District Heat. You make sure that every episode that comes out, you share it for them, okay? We gotta get the word out.
I've already shared the episode earlier today on my Facebook page. I did. I already shared the link that was on Facebook for people to call in. I did that already too. Are y'all welcome?
Thank you.
Are you welcome? Because hopefully they will. Because I mean, they might speak out. Somebody, I think, and get the word out.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for the support, okay?
All right, thank you.
Turn up. Did you say turn up? There you go, 757. 609, talk to District Heat.
Hello?
Hey,
hello.
Turn up.
Hey. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to say hey to my donut. Hey, donut.
Hey, donut.
I just want to say y'all doing really, really good. And Cola said, hey, bro, I don't like her anyway. But I just feel like y'all are doing a really good job, and I keep watching it over and over again. And I really didn't like Between Women because of the way they ended up. So, yeah, but I'm going to keep watching the show, of course, in support of my bruh. And y'all too. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's all I had to say. I was mad because I couldn't get through.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Excuse me. All right. Area code 804-253. Talk to District Heat. Y'all pressing number one, ladies. Come on. Don't be scared.
Hello.
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 Hey.
Oh, hey, how y'all doing? I ain't trying to throw shade on y'all or whatever like that, but I ain't never heard of y'all's show, but so far I done heard positive things about y'all's show. I'm going to go ahead, check it up on YouTube and everything. My friends, they done heard about it, you know, so I just been pulled up and kind of like in school. But for Charlotte, she was trying to sit up there and perpetrate. I ain't trying to throw no shade, but she was trying to perpetrate. Like, keep it 100. She come on some, she seen the show, and she acting like, well... I don't know. Like, just keep it 100 or whatever. Like, yeah, but I like what y'all doing so far. You know, it's, I think it's a good thing. Like I said, all my people, they saying, like, come look at the show. You know, it's going on, it's popping or whatever. So I'm going to check y'all out on YouTube. As soon as I get up off this show, I'm going to check y'all, you know, on out. Because I'm like, if there's anything like Noah Art, you know, that's for the dudes or whatever. If there's anything like Noah's Art, y'all going to have a number one fan. Charlotte, she was on some other shit right there. Like, I just would be like, I don't know. I never seen it, you know, but she just was pausing and, I don't know, and,
Thank you for getting that 100, baby. We appreciate that.
Relationship. Yeah, relationship. Like, of course it's going to be about relationship. Like, duh. But, keep doing y'all thing. I'm ready to check y'all on out. You know, I think it's nice to put y'all doing this positive and stuff, but I'm ready to get off this junk. I'm going to check y'all right now. Like, I'm ready to go on YouTube, and I'm going to try to find y'all on Facebook.
Make sure you subscribe and support, sweetheart. You have a good night.
You too.
All right. Ladies, pressing number one. Ask disrepeat anything.
Keep
you
it 100.
Woo, woo. You know, I'm going to pick people off. You ain't got to say. You ain't got to press one. You ain't got to press one. 304-629. Ask District Heat something.
Any.
Where is Chopper?
Ooh!
Okay, so all I get is laughs. Where is Chopper?
It's not her turn today.
Oh, okay. So, Chopper. Well,
you got to stay tuned for the next radio show. You'll get her.
The show was hot. I shared it on Facebook. The cipher was hot. Casey introduced it to me last night, and I just had to sign it, and it was hot. I've told everybody about it, you know, so I'm just looking forward to the next episode. That's all I got to say, guys. Keep going.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for the support.
All right. Area code 202-294. Ask District Heat.
Come on, 202.
Hey, you in our city? Where you at?
I know.
Hello. 202. Can't do that. Don't do that to us, 202.
You scared. We need you.
202-294, no. Where you at?
You scared. Please.
Hello. Oh, not pleasing. Okay, we'll come back to 202, but you know we're going to get them before we leave.
Are we better?
Yeah. 862-591, talk to District Heat. 862, come on now.
Hey, fellas, please.
862.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody said hey.
862, come on, baby.
Where's Chopper?
Hello.
Right.
Chopper call.
No, right? Chopper need to call.
I know. Chopper call,
I think that's
Chopper.
I missed the game.
All right, 912-481. Talk to District Heat. 912-481.
Well, I've never seen this show before.
Okay. But I'm going to subscribe so I can learn more about the show.
Perfect. That's what's up.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome.
All right, ladies, pressing number one. Uh-oh, there go 832. 832-396 told the district he. She's familiar.
Oh, shit. I didn't press one, you guys. I was just, like, chilling and she picked me. So I don't think I was trying to go. I was trying to give everybody else a shot. To everybody that's listening, talk to these beautiful and gentlemen, women. Talk to them. Very interesting. I don't know. I'm just sitting here watching Bad Grandpa and listening to people not talk to you guys.
Roman, you need to be watching District Heat again.
I will. But, you know, Bad Grandpa is, like, funny as shit. You can't even lie.
Roman, listen. Your phone number used to be my phone number, 396.
Oh, for real? I've been having this phone number for years, so you probably stole my number.
No. No.
Yeah, you probably stole my number.
No.
But then it's 832. You just stole my number. That's all right. what else can I ask you guys since I am on here and I'm the only person talking?
Ask anything.
Do y'all like to drink? Are y'all drinkers?
No. We don't drink at all.
No?
Not at all. Not one of us.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just kidding.
Man.
I was about to say, God damn, that was a bad question. Okay.
When we get together, I told you it's like a party. When we get together,
it's okay.
We might partake in beverage here and there, but we enjoy each other's company more so than anything. So, you know, that's our buzz. That's our sensation.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. I mean, once you, you know, like, acting and stuff, you do become a family, especially when it's over a period of time. Oh, that's a good question. So how long have y'all been, like, knowing each other?
Just since Trick Heat started to film. When it became a concept and it was a mass call and we met and we've been working together.
I don't know how long
now.
That was. Like a couple
I'm,
of months.
I'm getting to it. I'm trying to piece it together.
Oh, my bad. Okay, I'm sorry.
So, what is this, like, about 2 years now?
No. About a year.
Is it?
It just feels like 2 years.
Yeah.
What is this year? I feel like this was 2000. Okay. Well, when I was new of District Heat, it might have been 2012.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. So, y'all been, like, click tight ever since. That's what's up. Like, you can really tell, you know, y'all look like family and stuff. I hear y'all joking with each other. But just that is all what it's about, you know. I know y'all want to talk to other people. Y'all are fun. I can, you know, ask KC. I'll talk to y'all all night. Hey, y'all rolling. Trying to give everybody else a shot.
It's all about you, romance.
Okay, well, don't tell me that. Who is that telling me that? Boosting my ego and stuff. Who is that? Oh, and I followed everybody.
Thank you.
Y'all are very welcome. Thank y'all, man. Y'all are the ones that are making a difference, so I appreciate y'all. So, come to the next party so I can be here. Come to the next party.
Party.
We're having a fundraiser cookout barbecue. You coming through?
When?
We're having it. Go ahead, Novia. Tell her about it.
Well, Romance, where are you from?
I'm actually in Houston. I know y'all were in Washington.
She's flying in.
Yeah.
You in Houston?
Yep, in Houston, Texas.
Oh, yeah, she won't make it. But it's okay. We're having
a barbecue. She got time to get a flight.
Thank you for giving me hope. Thanks. Everybody else is like, no, we're not even going to tell her nothing. She's not going to make it. Not going to waste our time.
Hey, man, if you want
to
make that
call,
move, y'all made sense. Come to turn up.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Gosh. All right. I might not make it, but I just wanted to make it interesting. God damn. You didn't have to bust me down like that, but thanks.
I thought we would love for you to come.
Amazing.
We want everybody to come.
Casey
yeah, so
too.
will y'all be down here for Houston's Her Moment or?
Oh,
no.
You live in Houston, that's why.
What month are you doing?
Oh, girl, we're going to have to get back to you on that one.
If our fundraiser goes right, we will. If we raise enough funds, girl, we'll be there.
Okay. All
right.
I'll
right now, we got to stay in the DMV area.
Okay. I'll
see. It is. No, he's crazy.
Wait.
No,
I'm not crazy. Just very big.
I don't know what you guys.
Well, I guess I'm just chilling now. Enjoy talking to y'all for the third time.
It's okay.
We
enjoy talking to you too.
Okay,
I
well, you know.
Love us as much as you do.
Yes, I do. I love you guys.
But how are we going to know which one of these people is you? You got to tell us your name.
Romance.
Oh, yeah. That's Romance. We know her.
No, I'm talking
romance.
About Romance. You followed us all.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's well, you're going to see the Romance. It's the one you bitch watch, _ Romance. Is my name.
That ain't all of that.
Yeah.
Who
is
the pie to the underscore? The one you bitch watch, Romance.
She acting all grown now. Grown Romance.
I just had to, you know, make it noticeable, I guess.
It's very noticeable. It's very long.
One more time, Romance.
One more time? You want to know?
No.
The one your bitch watch, _
Oh,
Romance.
I got you, Romance. The one your bitch watch, _ Romance.
The one your bitch watch, _ Romance. Yes. Y'all better remember it out there.
Yeah, and one more question before y'all like kick me off. How do you guys do bookings? Like somebody want to book you and bring you to like an event or whatever?
Yep, hit up the Instagram.
Okay, bet. Well, definitely. Whenever I have another party, because my parties do be real, I got y'all.
Okay.
I got y'all.
That's what's up. Support.
All right, yeah, for sure. No doubt.
All right. Take it easy.
All right, deuces.
Bye, Romance.
Bye.
Bye, girl.
Woo! So, ladies, press the number one. Stop acting like that. Come on. Press number two, number one, number three. That's so, this week,
let me
ask y'all another question. How did y'all like talking to y'all supporters? How does that feel?
Amazing.
Amazing.
I missed the question.
You said, what's we up? Okay. What was that question? Oh, yeah, yeah, how does it feel to talk to your supporters?
Feels really good.
Hey, this is fun. This is fun. Everybody, you know, they're calling in, and the fact that they stayed up late to wait to call us, great. It's nice to have people from all over knowing that they've actually taken their time to watch our work, and they enjoy what we've done. I enjoy it. So to know that so many other people, like various people, enjoy this, this is fulfilling.
Right.
It makes you feel good.
Okay.
Who was your best caller?
I always remember to call three times.
got to be
romance. Romance is definitely by far the favorite of the night.
Romance.
You get that romance.
The one your bitch watch.
So I can't say that there was the best caller. It was nice to see everyone's point of view on what they found, you know, and what they could relate to, because I think that is what we were trying to portray, all the things they said. So to know that the idea of what District Heat's intention was actually came across,
that
was like, I think
that
was everything
for
tonight,
you know. So there's no best caller, but it's
just nice to know that we've
had this positive effect on the viewers.
Right.
Well, Sam, I think you
answered
the questions very well. You know what I'm saying? Aww.
Guess
what, y'all? You got another caller. Okay. You got one more caller. You know. And this is from, looks like it may be from Richmond, 804-252, talk to District Heat.
What up?
Okay.
Aww.
I think they just got a little scared. But before we dip off of the She's On Radio, I want you, first of all, tell them about your fundraiser. I heard so much about it. Tell everybody, you know, about your fundraiser, how they can get in tune to District Heat, maybe donate.
Actually, we're going to put up more information in about a week for that. We actually just posted that today. So, again, it's going to be Saturday, May 10th, and we're going to have it at Anacostia Park, and we're going to serve food and sell dinners. We're going to have some performances, local artists in the area. We're going to have a photo booth and a couple giveaways. So we'll have more information for people if they want to donate, if they're not able to attend the event, if they just want to donate. We'll have information for you know, everyone in about a week or so.
Okay, okay. And how can everyone tune in to District Heat?
We're going to be showcasing it every 2 weeks. So the next one will be April 21st, 8 p.m., and just every 2 weeks. And it's 8 episodes in this season.
Okay.
On YouTube.
Exactly, thank you.
Okay, and what about your social media? Everybody's social media, so everybody can stay in tune with you all.
What people can
follow? Most of us can be found under District Heat's webpage, or on like Facebook District Heat. We can be found through there, or you can communicate with us through District Heat on Facebook. Also, we all are on Instagram. You can find us on Instagram usually by looking for District Heat, and you'll find the characters through District Heat, such as Pinka or Taylor, Tasha, Wayne, Ali, Chapa. So you can check us out there. You can find us. It's really easy to find. If you know District Heat, then you'll know us.
Okay, okay.
Y'all might want to tell people y'all individual fan pages.
Right.
Yeah. This is Shane. Y'all can follow me at Mac_District Heat. That's on Instagram.
This is Wayne. You can follow me at District_Heat_Wayne.
Tinka is District_Heat_Tinka.
Ali_District_Heat. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Pretty Boy with a Hop.
Willow on District Heat as Kat Von Crosby. Oh, listen to me. Willow on Instagram as Kat Von Crosby, not V-O-N, but V-A-U-G-H-N. Or you can find me on Facebook, actress Kathleen Von Crosby.
Also, I believe Tasha was disconnected, but you guys can follow her, Tasha underscore District Heat.
All right, all right. Now, before we go, I want you all to tell your supporters one last time why they should look at District Heat.
Raw.
You should look at
District Heat. We're different from the rest. Edgy.
Relatable.
Relate to real life shit. The only lesbian web series talking right now.
Right.
And we just want everybody to be a part of this big movement for us. That's all. You know, like I said, the Shakit is so much more than just something that you're going to capture on YouTube. It's one of the platforms where we can actually just try to create our own network. So it's really, really important for people to support us and for even other web series, because I would love to work with other web series. I can appreciate everything, or other web series, for what they have to offer. We all have something different. So for me, if we can just all come together and really just try to create networks for lesbians. So it's just about becoming a part of this big movement.
Okay.
And we all cute as hell.
That too.
Watching, you'll find something that you can relate to in District Heat. All the viewers found something that individually it drew them in. So as much, like, I'm watching because I don't know everyone's story, and I'm proud of each person that I've worked with, not knowing their story, but watching it unfold each time I view the episode. So I have that reason to be proud of each person that I work with, but every person that called in that actually saw the show, it's something about District Heat that they could relate to, and just knowing that it's that relatable, that real, and that honest, honest portrayal of lesbian lifestyle in the city or what have you, life period, every person can find something to grasp. So that is a reason to watch. Anybody, even the guy that called, you know, if we haven't shown anything relating to him, but he likes it. So it's something about it he can relate to. Now, further down the line, it's something for everyone, but you guys just have to keep watching, because I'm sure you'll find something to love about District Heat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, last but not least, I want to thank each and every one of you all for being a part of She's On Radio.
Thank you.
I have really enjoyed you guys. Definitely have. Y'all are some awesome people. You know, I wanted to, you know, let you all know, coming from the Virginia area, I appreciate you for real, because, like, I've been waiting on something, like I told you before, I've been waiting on something in the DMV to just pop off, you know? So I appreciate that.
Yeah,
and making the show awesome.
Thank you. We appreciate you for having us on and, you know, letting everybody know about our show, and we really appreciate it.
You are first interview.
For real?
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, man. I feel honored.
Like,
y'all make sure y'all hit King Smiles up. I'm telling you, he have his, you know, his show is so awesome. I don't know if y'all ever heard of The Juice. He was on The Juice like 2 years ago. And he's an awesome, awesome, awesome person, you know. And he do his a little different than mine. You know, he does his like on the YouTube.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
So,
okay,
we'll
definitely
hit him up.
Definitely.
Yeah,
hit him up. And Tasha wanted me to tell you, Casey, thank you as well.
Oh, she's welcome. Next time, we're going to put her on the next show.
Definitely.
You coming to the cookout?
You already know. I'm bringing my whole team with me. We coming. We coming.
Good.
You don't have to worry about that. We'll be there.
Oh, that's
amazing.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey, we got, right? We all we got.
That's right.
Each other. And then, you know? Indeed. Yeah, support.
All of them, you got it. It's balling in the word.
Exactly. You hear me? But yeah, I'm KC. Everybody, that's District Heat. You know, like I said, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you, District Heat, for being
on. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you,
KC.
Thank you, KC.
Y'all are so welcome. Y'all
thank
keep in contact with me. Keep in contact with me. Especially on that booking level. Yeah.
All right. Turn up, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Turn up.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right, y'all have a nice night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, good night.
Bye. All right, ladies, I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to She's On Radio. As you heard, District Heat was on the line. Did you hear me? Y'all make sure y'all tune in to them. Go on YouTube, District Heat. Instagram, District Heat. Facebook, District Heat. We all we got, like I said, they are going to be the number one web series because you know what? Everything they got to say and offer to us is 100. First web series I've seen like that where they keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all support it. And guess what? It's from the DMV. Come on now. D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Y'all got to support it. In other words, some announcements. August the 15th, y'all already know She Pride 2014. If you don't know what She Pride is, it is one of the biggest lesbian events on the East Coast. We will have Tempa, the rapper. We will have, some of y'all said, Between Women. We will have Ray, Look Alive, from Between Women. We will have Storm from Last Night. We will have Juice Box from San Antonio. We'll have a matter of fact, from District Heat, we'll have KD. All right? So y'all make sure that y'all come out. Y'all know how to get your tickets, www.shezoneent.com. Click on She Pride 2014. You'll get all the information. Thank you, ladies, for tuning in to She's On Radio tomorrow. Y'all made me talk about it, so y'all know I got to give it to you. One of the supporters last night asked me, can I talk about Stud on Stud tomorrow? So guess what? We're going to have a part two to Stud on Stud. All right? It gets graphic, so it's going to get real cutthroat. If you don't know, we are here Monday through Thursday. Again, Monday through Thursday, each and every week, okay? 11 p.m. The number that you call tonight, all you got to do is save in your phone if She's On Radio. 11 o'clock, call it, dial it. But y'all know y'all want to be here at least 5 or 10 minutes early because these lines fill up quick, okay? So make sure y'all are in the queue because I definitely want to talk to you. I want y'all to be pressing those number ones. I want y'all to tell all your friends, everybody, go on Instagram, blast it, She's On Radio. You know what I'm saying? Because we all we got. And this is, I've created this to be an outlet for you to come and talk and get whatever is out. You can ask for advice. You know, if you're doing something big out there, promoter, web series, actress, business owner, I don't care what you do. I want to interview you. So what I'm going to need you to do, She's On G-E, oh, Lord, please don't kill me, y'all. She's On E-N-T at gmail.com, okay? Again, She's On E-N-T at gmail.com. If you don't know also, we do have a lot of advertising packages that are very low. What it is a donation to the radio station. She's On itself. You can get your music played. Hey, I know it's a lot of y'all lesbian rappers, music artists, promoters that's trying to get those events out. Hey, the same email, shezoneent@gmail.com. All right, ladies, I love y'all so much. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be talking about Stud on Stud. And y'all know we're going to have an after dark session. If you don't know, please be 18 and over because it gets very, very graphic and it gets very nasty on here after 12, okay? So, 11 o'clock tomorrow, be here. I love y'all so much. Kisses. Daps to my bros. You know what I'm saying? She's On Radio. I'm out. Oh, you want to get reach me on Instagram, KC Team She's On. If you want to reach me on Facebook, IJUSD, KC. Or if you want to reach the official She's On page, it's facebook.com/ShePride
with an additional E. All right, ladies. Love y'all so much. Y'all have a good night. Thank you.